You know, I'm here to talk about 2024, but it's so interesting how everything is borne back ceaselessly into 2020, and we seem to be on this sort of ever-zooming feedback loop. And, of course, this all originally came from China, right? And this is something we sort of, like, put in the back of our mind, that it emanated from Wuhan. President Biden has a National Security Council strategic overview of what exactly is going on. But, you know, it's just quite amazing that, and I would reverse the question, what if the COVID-19 virus had come from Russia or Iran or Venezuela? And how would that reverse our politics? And I'm reminded of something that was said by Stephen Kotkin, who's at Princeton. Why do we bomb the Middle East? Because they can't do anything. Why do we sanction Russia? Because we can't bomb them. Why don't we do anything to China? Because we can't. And this is before COVID. And that is the general milieu in which the U.S. currently finds itself. That all being said, I do think that President Biden has very much picked up where Trump has left off. It's an irony of history that the US politics are so messed up and that allegations of financial impropriety and the like so constrain incoming presidents that they're often the exact reverse of what they promised. If you look at Trump, by policy, if not rhetoric, this was the most anti-Russian administration since Reagan. And in many ways, Biden's administration may end up being the most anti-Chinese administration since Nixon. That all being said, there is every reason to be concerned that the Chinese will essentially conclude that this is the best that it's going to get, that essentially that they need to move on Taiwan, that they need to make moves to inoculate themselves from exposure to the U.S. business environment ahead of a potential Republican restoration in 2024. Almost every Republican presidential candidate that I think is plausible to win the nomination and to win a general election is going to be more hawkish than Biden and is going to be more hawkish than Trump term one. I break this into two main categories. I think category one, you have the traditionalists, those who would have a hawkish Chinese foreign policy, but would sort of fit it into the more Reaganite foreign policy approach that is, you know, building a piece of sort of a straight line from Reagan to George W. Bush to Donald Trump to who knows what. And I would see, I think when you see, you know, former Secretary Pompeo, former Vice President Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, these types of folks speaking, I think that's they're clearly comfortable within the traditional Republican Party. I'm not going to score any of the people who are speaking at this conference, but I will score somebody who spoke at NatCon 1, which was John Bolton, who recently said that China is obviously the preeminent threat this century. I guess it's not a threat this decade, but and he said that the U.S. can't take its eye off the ball on the Middle East and Afghanistan, and that's a sort of case in point. I think with block number two, you have what I will call the reformers, the radicals, et cetera, et cetera. These are the types of people that would really see the U.S. cut bait in the Middle East and focus on China, absolutely. I would include in this list potentially Trump too, if he runs and wins again, which I guess is plausible. And as you could see, the runway that was being built in the second Trump administration, remember the Afghan deal was Trump's deal. It's very possible that he would pivot away from the Middle East. I would include people that you're potentially not thinking about. If Trump doesn't run, I think it's going to be an absolute fracas, 45, 50, 55 people. Potentially someone like a Tucker Carlson, who knows, could really see, the GOP pivot away in a Buchananite fashion. I have no idea what Glenn Youngkin thinks about China, but if he were to win on Tuesday, I was reminded by a guy at 2 a.m. in the snack lounge that wearing a Youngkin hat, that Youngkin is totally running for president in 2024 if he wins on Tuesday, and to Google Glenn Youngkin, Carlisle, China. So there you go.